ABC Radio Australia.
And now the Miss Pacific pageant is back this week, with online voting already started. But this year's pageant comes with a lot of baggage. After last year's show ended in chaos, accusations of vote rigging and a fraud investigation in Solomon Islands. This year, the pageant is in Fiji, and seven countries are sending contestants, but the Solomons won't be there. So what's changed, and can the pageant move on? Niu Matakitiona Bongi is a Samoa Tourism CEO and a member of the Miss Pacific Secretariat, and he joins us live now on the phone. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Niu Mata.
Yeah, hi. Pula, talafalawa from sunny Fiji.
Nice, beautiful, beautiful. You must take us through, really, like the number of countries that are participating in this year's event.
So for this year, we have seven contestants. By order of appearance in the weekend show, we have Miss Tonga. We have Miss American Samoa, Miss BNG, Miss Samoa, Miss Cook Islands, Miss Kiribati, and the last number seven, Miss Fiji, the host country. So we have seven confirmed contestants for this year's pageant.
Beautiful. And with that, why do you think this event still attracts lots of interest across the Pacific and even across the world?
Yeah, I mean, it's been going on for 37 years now. It kind of offers a platform for women empowerment and youth empowerment as well. With the dawn of the digital age and the online stuff, you know, that platform has only gone stronger in some sense as well, due to the reach and the influence that such mediums provide. But it's really, you know, it's a celebration of Pacific women, and and it offers a platforms where, you know, women can be agents of change in this, you know, ever-changing world. So yeah, that's really in a shell what it's about. And it's been going on for 37 years.
Yeah, that is definitely a long time running. And you know, though, for those who don't get to see it up front, the world of social media has really brought it alive to our lives too now. And so, Niumata, I want to ask though, you know, with everything great, there has just been a couple of things, you know, that unfortunately have also happened to sort of darken the world of Miss Pacific Islands. Solomon Islands, we know last year's host was boycotting this event because of a problem with the judging in last year's event. Now, I'm just wanting to know, have organisers has actually put the troubles of last year behind them?
Yeah, well, look, we respect Solomon's decision. That's their call. And I guess we respect the reasons why they made such a decision as well. But we move on. This week is about celebrating the seven contestants that we have joining for this year. So, we've put the issues that were brought about by the pageant last year, which has somehow sort of stained the integrity of the pageant somehow. But we've put in places processes and stuff so it doesn't happen again. But as I said, this week is about celebrating and the seven contestants we have competing for this year's title.
Can I just ask though, do you think it is a worry that this, you know, quite significant regional event has caused such division amongst our Pacific countries?
Yeah, it is. It is unfortunate. I mean, it really goes against what the pageant was set up to do, which is about unifying and inspiring our young women. It is unfortunate, and I think the rise of the digital age and social media comments and stuff hasn't helped, which is why this year's theme in addressing those such issues, One Pacific, One Voice, just standing together for online safety and protecting our dignity, culture, and connection in the digital space. So it's an evolving world we're living now, and it's bringing about what digital technology, you know, has offer immense opportunity as well. But with that, there's, you know, brings about challenges that we haven't faced before. So, you know, as a Pacific, we should be united in ways to try and combat those.
Yeah,
which is why we've addressed it with this year's pageant PIM.
Well, Niumata, before we get to the really good stuff of the pageant coming up, just to clear the air, we know that Fiji is the host, right? And but its own lead up has been quite problematic after the winner of Miss Hibiscus did not advance to Miss Pacific pageant. I'm wondering though, has that cast maybe a shadow over this year's event at all, or?
I guess. Look, that is purely an internal matter for Fiji. For us, really, when we joined, it was really offering support and to ensure that the committee and the pageant does go ahead. We've got our Minister of Tourism flying in tomorrow on a Thursday morning. So he's flying in. Just, you know, from Samoa's perspective, it's all about supporting the PG's course and, you know, what has happened with their respective pageant. That's really an internal issue for them. But for us, it's just giving that them that support and reassurance that we, their Pacific neighbours, and I guess the owner of the Miss PI pageant are there to support. And, yeah, we're behind them in all their efforts just to ensure that the pageant goes ahead without any problems.
Nice. I do have to ask, though, you know, can you just give us details of just the due process of what needs to happen before the pageant actually takes off this weekend?
Well, it's like it's a full on, you know, pageant. It's not just for pageant nights. It's only allocated for Friday and Saturday night. So Saturday is crowning night, but we have some of the categories that are going to be judged on happening on Friday night. But it's a whole week event. We started off with our church service on Sunday whenever all the contestants arrive. As we do with everything we do, we you know, we first ask for Heavenly Father's blessing on the week's events. So Sunday, Monday, we've got sponsor engagement, we've got community engagements, and it's a full-on week. And on top of that, they still have to make time to rehearse their items and their talents and stuff. So yeah, it's preparations are going well. Today, the girls have just left as well for to visit some of the sponsors. I believe they're visiting Fiji Tourism Office today, and I think later in the afternoon, maybe the Drua rugby setup here in Nandi. So yeah, it's a lot of engagements for the girls, and yeah, it's just to, as I said before, it's just getting and rallying that support by the community and the corporate companies that are involved in the event.
And you must have, look, we've got about 30 seconds left, but just I do also know there's the online vote right in this pageant. How is that going at the moment?
I think that was opened earlier on in the week. That's really. There's an online page that all the supporters are welcome to go and comment and click like or any emoji you want. They all count. It doesn't have to be a like. If it's a sad emoji, it still counts as a like. So that's open. So it's yeah, the onus is on the respective support teams and contestants to rally their countries and their friends and families just to get behind them and. Whoever gets the most likes at the end of the week wins that Miss Internet prize. So it's really about creating awareness and just writing the support behind our seven contestants competing this year.
Beautiful. And look, all the best for this week. I know it's going to be an amazing moment. So again, I just want to say whakatauritea lover for your time this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. And yeah, all the best. Have a good week.
No worries. That is Samoan Tourism Chief Executive Officer and Miss Pacific Island Pageant Secretary Niumata Kitiona Pongi here on Pacific Beat.